Patrick Lioia, mistrial declared in case against officer in fatal shooting of black motorist, date modified colon 2025-05-08T2133:21.552Z, description colon the killing of Patrick Lioia during a traffic stop in Michigan sparked widespread protests, renewing questions around police brutality. Mistrial declared in case against officer in fatal shooting of black motorist, 11 hours ago, save, Ali Abbas Ahmadi BBC News, save, Getty Images, supporters and family members of Patrick Lioia, including his father Peter, left, and mother Dorcas, center, at a protest rally in 2022, a judge declared a mistrial after the jury was unable to reach a verdict in the murder trial of a Michigan police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop. Christopher Scher was charged with second-degree murder for the killing of 26-year-old Patrick Lioia in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on April 4, 2022. The killing of Mr. Lioia, a Congolese immigrant, sparked widespread protests and put the question of racial injustice and policing in the spotlight. It hurts. My family, my wife, we are bleeding, Mr. Lioia's father said after the judge declared mistrial on Thursday. We will continue to fight until we get the true justice for Patrick. The mistrial is a partial victory for Mr. Scher, who still could face another trial. The April 4 incident was caught in graphic detail and from multiple angles on a police body cam and dashboard camera, an eyewitness phone and a doorbell security system from a nearby home. Footage shows Mr. Lioia fleeing from Mr. Scher on foot following a traffic stop. The two men scuffle over Mr. Scher's taser before he shoots Mr. Lioia, who was face down on the ground. The scuffle over the taser was central to Mr. Scher's defense, who testified that he was in great fear because a taser can cause excruciating pain and injury. I believed that if I hadn't done it at that time, I wasn't going to go home, Mr. Scher said of shooting Mr. Lioia. Mr. Scher, an officer in the Grand Rapids Police Department for 7 years, was fired soon after he was charged in 2022. Patrick Lioia came to the U.S. with his family from the Democratic Republic of the Congo in 2014. He had lived in Grand Rapids for about 5 years, according to the Office of Civil Rights Attorney Benjamin Crump, who is representing the Lioia family. The mistrial comes just one day after three former Memphis police officers were acquitted of murder in the killing of Tyre Nichols, a black man who was beaten during a traffic stop in 2023. Video shows fatal U.S. police shooting of black man, ex-police officers acquitted of murder charges in Tyre Nichols beating death, could rethink of U.S. police traffic stops save lives, Michigan U.S. police killings United States.